The 51st annual Skills USA Wisconsin State Leadership and Skills Conference will be held in Madison this Tuesday, April 9th and Wednesday, April 10th. Competitions will take place at the Alliant Energy Center and Madison Area Technical College. The 2024 conference will feature more than 1,500 middle, high school, and college post-secondary students, over 200 teachers, and more than 300 industry volunteers working in more than 80 competitions. I spoke with Caleb Henderson, the Skills USA advisor at Marshfield High School, as well as four students participating in the event, Trevor Meyer, Owen Siegel, Emerson Young, and Brian Will, and they discussed the competition in more detail and what they will be competing in.
Well, it's we've been doing this for a long time here at Marshfield, and I'm just a long line of different advisors that have done this, but it's a lot about leadership and teamwork and, you know, citizenship too. Skills USA is really big about trying to do more with the community and that kind of stuff, but also like character development, really preparing these students for the workforce.
All right, excellent. So is there anything that you do to kind of help the students prepare for the competition?
Well, a lot of what we do is really geared upon like individual students. There's a lot of different competitions. There are over 100 different competitions at Skills USA State, mm-hmm. at 200 at the Nationals, but we really individualize what these students like to do and what they've grown up with, what they've studied in school, and we work with them one-on-one or in small groups. A lot about preparing and, you know, machinery that they'll be using, the trade. It's really about skill development and workforce development.
All right, excellent. So now to the students that you have with you that are going to be involved in this competition, can you guys each talk about what event you're going to be participating in?
Okay, so I'm Emerson Young, and I'm going to be participating in the high school welding competition. Essentially, what that involves is they will have a blueprint prior to the competition. We can evaluate that blueprint and kind of hone in our skills to what exactly we'll be doing, what process of welding it'll be, how thick the material will be, what materials it'll be, and then we will go to that competition. We'll take a written test, do a mock job interview, and then finally, we will do the welding competition in the booths. And when it's all said and done, we'll be replaced.
I'm Brian Will. I will be doing the precision machining competition. And what that competition is, a lathe in the mill to make different parts out of aluminum, as well as designing a part on a computer software and writing a line of G code to make a part on a machine. And then we'll be taking a written test after all that is done.
I am Trevor Meyer. I'm a part of the UAV commercial drone competition.
I do it with Owen.
Yep, my name's Owen. Me and Trevor are partners in the competition. It is one of the newest competitions. It was started 2 or 3 years ago. We joined last year, and it's a bit different. So you get a kit at the time, and then you put together a UAV quadcopter, and then you do a series of flight tasks flight skills, and then there's also a test for FAA skills, all the troubleshooting portion.
All right, excellent. And now, how long have you guys been preparing to go and do this competition?
State specifically, we've been preparing ever since we joined Skills USA. Each year we have a state competition, and we just go through smaller regional competitions, and overall the experience has helped us to get us where we need to be for state this year.
Like in general for the high school, you know, 3 to 4 years, most of our students will end up competing if it takes them a little time to find out what Skills USA is. But for a lot of these students, they come with prior knowledge from family trades and things like that, and they really do, you know, work. The drone guys are a little bit different. I don't know if you want to talk about your training.
Yeah, so our competition's a little different because most of it happens outside of the actual competition date, because a lot of it is just building the actual drone, and we did things differently than the competition usually does.
Yeah, so given the kit we were given, we ended up modifying it, which a lot of teams didn't really do, and that takes a lot more time than we had previously thought it would take, but it's been a really fun journey, and we kind of just added on extra time that other teams may not have put in.
Ryan Will here. I've been preparing for Skills USA for about 4 years, ever since I joined. My grandpa owns a machine shop in Marshfield, so I've been exposed to
welding and all type of stuff since probably seventh grade, first time I tried welding. So it's really helpful to have those people. That's how I joined Skills USA. That's how I found it.
All right. Excellent. If people are interested in being able to follow you guys in your competition here coming up at the beginning of next week, is there a good way for them to do that?
So Skills USA has an Instagram page where they will post updates, Facebook as well, and then there's a website. I'm not sure the name off the top of my head, but I'm sure if you Google Skills USA Wisconsin, you'll find some images and updates as to how the competitions are going. As for live updates, I'm not sure.
Yeah, they don't really do a lot of live because there's so many individualized competitions, but they don't do live stuff. But they're at the website, the skillsusa-wi.org.
Again, the Wisconsin State Leadership and Skills Conference will be held in Madison this Tuesday, April 9th and Wednesday, April 10th. If you'd like to follow the guys' progress at the event, you can check out SkillsUSA's Instagram and Facebook page, as well as their website.